Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Danae. How may I assist you?
Hi, Danae. I need to speak to a manager.
Okay. Could you provide me with your zip code?
37208.
And your name?
Yolanda Gant.
Thank you. And could you verify your address for security purposes?
2703 Meharry Boulevard.
Just a second. All right. And ma'am, what did you need to speak to a manager in regards to?
Because it's saying that I signed up for a free trial. Okay, it says free, and then it turned around and took $59 out of my account. I can't afford to pay $59 for nothing. And I need you all to cancel it. If you can cancel it, and maybe I could possibly try to get my money back.
Okay, so it's canceled as far as money back. I'm not too, don't think you'll be receiving that back, ma'am, because it's not a free trial. It's a free 14-day trial, which means you have the item.
Okay. It was free for 14 days?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am.
What was free?
The item you received.
I haven't received anything. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Okay. So...
So what is it saying that I received something?
You received a smartwatch.
A smartwatch. Yeah, I received a smartwatch, which goes to an iPhone. I don't even own an iPhone. I can't even use it. I can't even try it. That's why I don't understand why they just automatically said that I signed up for the trial.
Okay, that's what it is. You signed up for the trial when you purchased watch.
Okay,
If the watch didn't work.
Okay, listen, it took 7 days for the watch to get to me. And that didn't even give me time to decide if I wanted to try to watch out. I can't try to watch because I don't have an iPhone. That's why I don't feel like I signed up for that watch. I haven't even received it in the mail yet.
Received what in the mail? The watch?
Yeah, I haven't received no watch.
Okay, you just said that you didn't receive the watch. You said that you received the watch and it doesn't go to your you can't use it because it goes to an iPhone.
Oh, that watch. See, I done bought two watches. But this one is it goes to an iPhone, and I don't have an iPhone. I've never had an iPhone. I can't even try it out.
This watch was delivered on March 12th to your address. And in regards to that watch, it doesn't only connect to an iPhone. It actually connects to Android too. But you would have to return the watch.
I need to return the watch in order to get my money back.
Yes, ma'am. You received the watch, if you couldn't hook it up to your phone or if there was a problem in regards to
it. I couldn't even get it to come on. I can't even charge it. I don't even know. I mean, it's really nothing to me. And
okay,
I'm glad I'm talking to you so I can send it back and try to get my money back.
Yes, ma'am. In regards to those issues with the watch, you were supposed to call in if there was a problem. Just give me one moment here, and I'm going to see.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay.
Okay. Just a moment here.
Hello. Okay. So you gonna give me a return address?
Yes.
Okay.
So you want to just send the watch back? I am able to offer you 35% and you keep the watch. But you,
with 35% of what? My money?
Yes.
It's going to cost me that much to mail it. It really won't it?
Possibly. Okay, There's a $9.95 restocking fee.
That's what I'm thinking. So why don't you just refund me the 33%? Because it looks like I'm gonna be out of some more money trying to mail it.
Okay, let's see. So in total, the watch was, just a moment here, $59.95.
Yeah, that's what they took out of my thing.
If I refund you 35% of that, it'll be me refunding you $20.98.
I guess it'd be the blank, baby. Go ahead and refund it, because I really didn't have $59 to play with. I really don't. But if you can give me $30 or whatever back, just give it back to me. And I don't know what I'm going to do with that watch. I just wait till one of the grandkids can use it or something. Because I can't do nothing with it.
It actually connects to phones that aren't just iPhones. You just have to read
how to... I can't even figure out. There's no directions. Everything's in Spanish. I can't even figure out how to charge the thing to even get it to come on. I don't see no plug in it or nothing. I don't know.
Okay, it should have came with a plug, ma'am. You take it off you take one side of the bands off and then you plug it in.
It didn't come with nothing, but it didn't come up with nothing but the box with the watch in it and a little piece of paper in Spanish. That's all it came with. That's why I can't do nothing with it. I couldn't even read it to even see if I could hook it up.
So I am refunding you $29.98 of that money, okay?
Okay. All right. So it'll go back to my card, right?
Yes, ma'am. And that may take 3 to 5 business days.
That's fine.
Just give me one moment. So the email, YolandaGantt71
@gmail.com.
You should have just received an email stating your refund is on its way.
Okay, it just haven't come up yet because I'm on the phone and I'm working. I'm at the hospital and, you know, the airways in here are blocked a little bit.
One moment here, ma'am.
Okay.
Almost done here, ma'am. I appreciate your patience.
All right. Oh, I appreciate you helping me. Oh, God.
All righty, ma'am. I have, like I stated, you should have just received that email. You haven't. It's there, although you haven't seen it yet. You should expect to receive that in 3 days.
Let me make sure I get the email so I know we're on the same page. I don't see it. Are you spelling it Yulonda?
Uh-huh. Gantt71@gmail.com. You may just have to refresh it or check your junk or something possibly. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But it was
okay, what does the email consist of, the confirmation that you did refunding me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, you need anything else from me?
No, ma'am. I just wanted to tell you again that you can expect to see that in 3 to 5 business days. And for you to thank you, I want to thank you for calling customer service, and I ask that you have a great day.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.